you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM from the Auto Forum Studios. And joining us over the phone right now, we have Coach Brett Johnson of the Carbon Dino Boys Golf Squad, who played lights out yesterday in the second region meet of the season, picking up a big victory at home after firing a team score of 295. Coach, a pleasure to get you on the show today. I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thanks for having me again.
Absolutely, Coach. And we'll dive right into the score the kids put up yesterday. I mean, a 295. On Wednesday, and I remember in talking to you last week, and you said you expected somewhere along the lines of a 310. That's where you expected the boys to shoot. They shoot a 295, so I'm sure you're just thrilled.
Oh, of course. They exceeded my expectations, for sure. We had a great showing from Brady Gagan, who shot 72. Carson Martinez, who shot 72, and Nick Olson shot his career best 72 yesterday. And then our fourth score was Caden Slavinsky, who shot 79.
Coach, looking across the 3A classification in general, I don't know that you're going to lose too many meets if you have three guys shoot around 72. I mean, that's pretty unique. That's great golf. That's not something we see every day.
Yeah, that's if we could do that during state, we'd definitely be the team to beat, for sure.
What was the biggest difference that you noticed, aside from the fact that the boys played on their home course, something that they're very familiar with? What were some other things that you noticed from this team?
Oh, they kept it simple, you know. They hit the ball in the fairways, they hit their second shot on the green, and then they gave themselves opportunities for birdies and pars instead of, you know, hitting them in the trees or out of bounds or in hazards. They played it very smart yesterday, and it showed. It paid off.
Let's talk about some of the individuals. First, we'll start with Brady Gagan. He was the lead man for you guys last week. Once again, fires a 72 this week, three shots off the overall leader, the Henry kid from Delta, at the top of the individual standings. Once again, a solid performance from Brady. Where did he really excel on Wednesday, Coach?
He excelled on the back nine. So he started on the back nine, and he shot two under on the back nine. And then coming in, he had three bogeys that kind of hurt him. But he just kept on trucking along and put in a good score for us. So I'm very pleased with him.
We did talk about the struggles of Carson Martinez on one particular hole last week. Obviously, when you shoot a 72, you don't have trouble on too many holes. Was his game just 100% improvement, Coach, from week one to week two?
Oh, definitely. He had no big numbers, just played solid all day. I was really impressed with his – he made about a 20, 25-footer for par on his last hole. Just all day he was grinding. You know, never gave up. So,
in order to win a state championship, it seems like you have to have that potent 1-2 punch. Do you feel like you have that with Gagan and Martinez?
Yeah, they're both really solid. They really understand the game. Even if they go out and shoot, you know, have a couple bad holes, they know that they can get them back. And I've been really impressed with them and their steady play.
Is it more just patience? Because I'm sure, especially when you're competing against others on your home course, especially when you give up a stroke in some regard, it may be easy to press and think you have to make it up instantly. So I would assume that patience is probably a virtue with these two.
Oh, definitely. If you get down and just get really down on yourself, then it makes it really difficult to try and press back and get back in the tournament. But if you can just keep that good mentality throughout a round, you're going to find yourself in a good position.
Coach, you did mention Nick Olson also shooting a 72. What was the key for him?
Nick Olson, I like to call him my grinder. He does everything I ask him. You know, he hit the ball probably the best he's hit it his whole career yesterday. His last four holes, I think he was two under. Made a couple clutch birdies right at the end that, honestly, if I was in his position, I would have been a little nervous. and I was really impressed that he finished really well.
So you have 372s. Caden Slavinsky registers at 79. Where ideally, Coach, should that fourth score be for this team moving forward? Is that about right at a 79?
Yeah, anywhere from mid-70s to the high 70s is a pretty good round for them. I mean, Caden had two holes where I saw him. He had two doubles, so I decided that I'm just bad luck for him. So I kind of stayed away from him after that, and he played really solid after that. So
I get we're being joined right now by Coach Brett Johnson of the Carbon Dino Boys Golf Squad. Coach, you guys now have a 39-stroke lead following that second region meet victory of the season. That's pretty hefty. I mean, going into this week's meet, you guys were up 2 strokes, so to take 39 strokes going into week 3, I'm sure you're definitely happy with that. But you can't afford to get complacent, I know.
Oh, definitely not. The same thing can happen to us if we just lay back and just think that we're going to cruise on through. We go to Spanish Oaks on Tuesday, so I'm going to make sure my kids know that no lead is safe in golf, that's for sure.
I think the team I'm paying most attention to in the race for the region crown would have to be Delta. I mentioned Jake Henry. Right now he's at the top of the individual leaderboard. I think 3 strokes ahead of Brady, if I remember right. But Delta also has someone else inside that top 4 in Braden Nielsen. So I don't want to rule Union out because I know Carter Arnold is also a very good golfer. He's in the top 5, top 6 right now as far as individual scores go. But, Coach, does it appear that this is going to come down between Carbon and Delta?
Yeah, I would say so from watching the kids and kind of understanding what they can shoot and what they have been shooting. I would say it's probably about a 2-way race right now.
As far as the individual race goes, I love watching the individual standings throughout a golf season. So Jake, Brady, and Carson, and then there's quite a bit of a drop-off. So there's 2 Carbon kids going up against 1 Delta kid. In comparison to Jake, where do Brady and Carson rank with this kid?
Oh, they're really close together. You know, Carson really had a off week, his first week. I wouldn't be surprised if Carson, by the end of this region, when it's over and said and done, that Carson's not fighting for it as well as Brady.
Well, let's talk about the next week's meet. You guys are going to go to Spanish Oaks, as you alluded to. That's the home site of American Leadership. What are some of the things the boys got to be aware of when they go play 18 here?
It's just a little different than our home course. The back nine is a little bit, you got to know where to hit it. And if you do hit it well there, you can score there. So the main thing is getting the ball off the tee into a good position to where you can find a good way to score from there.
Well, Coach, between now and then, I know you guys will be practicing heavily. A lot of confidence, I'm sure. I'm sure that this week's meet was a big confidence builder for the boys, everybody, 1 through 6 on that varsity squad.
Yeah, definitely. I hope that, you know, they don't relax, but I hope they just keep on trucking from here on out.
Definitely. Well, Coach, I appreciate the time once again. Thank you so much for making time for us, and congratulations on protecting that home course. Stellar performance for you and the boys. Thank you.
Thank you. It was fun to watch them yesterday, for sure.
We'll talk again soon, Coach.
All right. Thanks, Jordan.
Again, that's Coach Brett Johnson right here on Drive Time Sports, taking up the time to talk about the performance earlier in the week for the golf team. We have more local sports coming up. When we return, we're going to talk to USU Eastern soccer coach Ammon Bennett. And these local sports segments are starting to ramp up because, well, we're in the middle of August. More Drive Time Sports coming up from the Auto Farm Studios right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.